good afternoon. You're listening to Verulam Sports. Of course you are on your Saturday afternoon. And it's always a pleasure. We're very lucky to have on the line the head coach from, the amazing Centurions Rugby League team. I think it's time that we focus on things going forwards. But just briefly, what a tale last season was. From the doldrums to winning their first bit of silverware in 9 seasons and almost going to the cusp of a potential League Cup double was a great year. Foundations have been laid. We're looking forward to another big one. But to build towards that, tell you more about how you can get involved with them, it's our friend, the mighty head coach for those Centurions, Simba. Good afternoon, Sim. How are you?
Good afternoon, Tony. Really good, buddy. Yourself?
Hey, doing awesome. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Again, going to look to move forward, give you a platform as always to encourage everybody to get involved with the ever-growing Centurions movement. But just quickly, a few things I want to uncover with you. First and foremost, rugby league, what an awesome sport it is. It's dynamic, it's fast, and that's just the action on the pitch. But I tell you what a wonderful spirit and level of kind of unity there is within the rugby league community. It's got a property that's borderline unique, and that was brought to the forefront last weekend for me with the Burroughs testimonial. What an event. Great man Burroughs was. I wish him and family well. But my goodness me, packed out crowd, everybody united behind it. The game was just there, really, and it was an epic one. But just to raise money, and it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The spirit of your great sport was writ large for all to see last weekend.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. I mean, Rob Burrow as a player, I don't think it's pretty synonymous with some of the most amazing moments that we've seen, on a rugby pitch over the last 10 to 15 years in my eyes. And it's so sad to sort of see what he's going through with the motor neuron disease and everything else. But look, I'm pretty sure he's going to tackle it head on, like what he did on the pitch. He'll also try and tackle this, with the same endeavour and the same courage that he always showed on rugby pitch. But as you rightly pointed out, I think, when things like that happen, I think rugby as a community does come together. It was a proud thing to see. It wasn't about the game. It was literally just about recognizing, not only spreading the word about motor neuron disease, but also recognizing a greater the game and some of the impacts that can have on people's lives, on a day-to-day basis. And, no bigger gesture than, his great mate, Jamie Jones Buchanan, actually giving up his testimonial, and combining it with Rob Burrows and offering his what would have been monies to go to his charities and so on as his testimonial to help Rob Burrows. So it was a unique day, really sad, tearful, but in many ways also shows the spirit of the rugby fraternity, as it were. So yeah, you're absolutely right, spot on there, mate.
Yeah, honestly, I felt that very powerfully. And again, our thoughts and best wishes go to Rob Burrows, a true, true warrior. But talking warriors, I know you're a Wigan man, so near but so far last season. But it's not long until it becomes real again. The season gets underway January the 30th. I'm so excited. And Wigan Warriors are kicking things off in the season opener. Thursday the 30th of January, taking on near rivals Warrington Wolves. You've bolstered the squad again. So near but so far last season, St Helens, of course, take on Salford Reds. That is a mirror of the final last year. Saints lose their head coach. Wigan bolster their squad. Many people's early season favourites are your Warriors. Your thoughts ahead of the season, ahead of that opening kickoff against Warrington Wolves?
I can't wait. I've got a date in the diary. I think I've pretty much put everything else aside. Nothing happening between 7 and 10 o'clock in my house that evening. So, really excited. Really, really excited. It's been a long time coming. I think it's been a good 4 months without any rugby league that I can watch or even do anything about. But there you go. Season ahead, I think the usual suspects will be there or thereabouts. Pretty tough opening one, though, for Wigan. I mean, Warrington are always there or thereabouts for the last sort of 5-6 years as a major force in the rugby league season, as it were. So tough opening, but I think it's he'll go to form. I don't see any surprises. I think what Salford Reds did last season was pretty phenomenal in many ways. But it's a one-off, and I think you'll see your Wiggins, your Warringtons, and, even your Leeds, and the St. Helens, of course, coming back to the fore, I think, anyway, looking at what's happened over the close season. So, yeah, looking forward to it, but I don't see beyond, the usual suspects again.
Do you know what? I really think, as always, you're a guru of your sports. But as we say every time we talk rugby league, the nature of the beast is one of its beautiful things. One of the reasons I would urge people to become more aware of it is that it is so unpredictable. And my goodness, I tell you what, this time last year, nobody, no sane person would be rushing to their bookies to bang down a few pennies on Salford. They turned it around. Their squad has been shorn. You guys have stolen one or two. But write them off at your peril. I tell you what, interesting to see how Saints do now their coach who oversaw their recovery has moved on. I think Leeds, maybe inspired by the spirit of Rob Burrows, could be in for a mega campaign. But real quickly, before we go into the amazing Centurions, final bit of Rugby League chat for this week on the Super League level, Toronto Wolfpacks. Just their fourth season as a professional team. Join the Super League. Super League goes global, quite literally. And I tell you what, they're serious. Sonny Bill Williams, no novice to Rugby League, but obviously a rugby union legend with New Zealand of late, comes to the team. That guy's got skills to pay the bills. Your thoughts on the Wolfpack?
I'm not too sure, I'm going to be honest with you, Tony. I'm very sceptical. About the Wolfpack, I don't think they'll make it through the season. I don't think they'll be there next season, to be honest with you. After next season, rather, I think they'll just go straight back down to Championship. I can't see it. I think Sonny Bill Williams has been a great player, but over the last, if anybody's watched him closely over the last sort of 3-4 years, the powers are beginning to wane. And it's a last big paycheck for him, and fair play. Not going to begrudge him that. He's been an outstanding talent within both codes, I think. I think, throwing money at it, it may be a short-term fix, but in the long term, I think, you'll always pay the price, because at some point, you're going to bet on the wrong horse, or, not enough money to be able to sort of justify some of the performances or the results, and then you kind of have to go back to the drawing board. So, but they do have a good coach, the former Leeds head coach as well, Brian McDermott. So I won't write them off completely. But I'm not convinced, and I don't see it personally. But let's see what happens. But that's my honest opinion.
Absolutely. Can't wait to follow the Super League with you all season. Get in the way with Wigan Warriors, your own Wigan Warriors, tackling Warrington Wolves on Thursday, the 30th of January, just around the corner. And Toronto Wolfpack, interesting to see how they fare. Super League goes global. Love it. But what we love also here in St. Albans, we've got the Centurions. What a tale it has been last season. My goodness me. But it's all about building now on that wonderful shoots of progress to ride the pony all the way, perhaps to a double this season. I know that will be the ambitions going in. And I know you're already back in pre-season training. What's the mood like? What's the additions like? More critically, Simba, how can we get involved with you guys?
Thanks a lot, Tony. As always, feel free to have a look on our website, www.stalbanscenturions.co.uk. All the contact details on there. So feel free to have a look and, see if you want to join. And as I always say, banging on the same drum, doesn't matter if you play the game before, haven't played, just want to get a bit of fitness, just get involved. You'll have fun. And, that's the most important thing for us. And hopefully you enjoy it and you stick around. In terms of sort of going forward, there's been really, really good recruitment. I think there's so far, in addition to the existing pool of players that we had last season, we've managed to recruit another 6 players already, with another 4 or 5 waiting in the wings. And I think the hope is that we manage to get 2 teams out for this upcoming season. So we have a development squad as well as a first team, which will be absolutely amazing. We've not had that at the Centurions for the best part of, I think it's about 7 or 8 years since we've had two teams there. So that'll be absolutely fantastic. So yeah, looking forward to it. The boys are pumped, you know, they're ready. We've had a few frank and honest discussions over the last few days. I think it's all been very positive. And I think we're heading in the right direction. So really excited and, you know, can't wait.
Simba, we're really excited here at Vellum Sport to follow every play of the ball throughout the campaign. Again, in closing, reminders of that website. And again, reminder to one and all that if you are new to the sport, get involved for the first time. Try it. You might fall in love. If you're an old stager returning, there's a veterans team as well. Youngsters right through the spectrum. These guys are ambassadors for the great sport of rugby league. They're a wonderful family team. Simba, again, reminders of the website so we can engage and get involved with you.
Cheers, Tony. Once again, St Albans, www.stalbanscenturions.co.uk. Do check it out. And like I said, come down, you know, give us a call, whatever you, whichever mode of communication, and just get involved. Simple as that. Just get yourself involved, and I promise you're going to enjoy yourself.
Do you know what? This is a man who keeps his promises. I'm sure you will indeed enjoy it. Get involved. Hey, Simba, I've got to tell you, it's always a pleasure to chat Rugby League with you. I wish you well for the rest of your weekend. I wish your Wigan Warriors a successful campaign. And I look forward
absolutely
to talking all things Rugby League, all things Centurions throughout the season.
Fantastic. Listen, Tony, always a pleasure, buddy.
You're a star. Have a good one.